From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. State officials have some early holiday gifts for Florida on both the employment and education fronts. Education officials say that nearly half of Florida's high schools received an A grade for the 2011-2012 school year. The letter grades for high schools in our region were generally positive. In Broward County, two schools went from a C to an A grade. In Miami-Dade, six high schools made the same jump. And the number of Palm Beach County high schools earning an A grade rose from 8 to 14. Unemployment numbers are out also, and they show that Florida's unemployment rate has dropped to its lowest level in 4 years. The November rate was 8.1%. That's lower than October's rate, but still higher than the national average. Unemployment fell in Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties. A Miami theater wants to demonstrate that the performing arts don't have to be expensive to be extraordinary, so it's offering weekend audiences 8 plays for $10. Between today and Sunday, the new theater's Miami One Acts Festival will present a total of 16 short plays. When the company first introduced the festival as a fundraiser over the summer, it was so successful that the theater decided to make it a biannual event. New Theater Artistic Director Ricky J. Martinez says the festival will feature the talents of what he calls South Florida's shadow artists.
The people that are the underdogs of the community who haven't really been cast in many shows or don't really get spotlighted, their acting abilities or their directorial or their playwriting skills. And we really kind of focus on them.
The Miami One Acts Festival is split into two programs for today and tomorrow with 8 plays apiece. Sunday's event is a marathon, presenting all 16 short plays. If you're originally from the north, a subtropical Christmas can take some getting used to. Reporter Kenny Malone is a Pennsylvania native, and he's been trying to figure out the likelihood of a Christmas just like the ones he used to know.
For the last month, at least once a week, I've caught myself humming a very specific Christmas carol.
Of a white Christmas.
But what are the odds of having snow in South Florida on Christmas?
I think maybe you've got a better chance of having a white Christmas in Miami if you get a cocaine-smuggling airplane to explode and shower white dust down on the ground below you.
Jeff Masters is the head meteorologist for the weather website wonderground.com. Jokes aside, he was willing to crunch some numbers on the probability of a white Christmas in South Florida. Start with January 19th, 1977.
The day it snowed in Miami.
The next day, it was front page news in the Miami Herald.
Snow fell Wednesday on Miami. Flurries of fine snow. Now you see it, now you don't.
Also, in more than a century of weather record keeping, that is the only day snow fell on Miami. But remember, we're trying to figure out the odds of a white Christmas, not just any old snowy day in Miami. Masters says that puts a South Florida white Christmas at about once every 12,000 years.
We expect our next ice age in maybe 10,000 years or so. So maybe we should be thinking about the next ice age as far as the next white Christmas.
Global warming pushes that probability closer to 1 in 20,000, Masters says, unless there's a nuclear winter or a massive volcanic eruption, but that's probably not the kind of white Christmas Bing Crosby sang about. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.